Sorry, you got to listen to me instead of Tom now. And Tom started making fun about the way I read. He tried to imitate me. I almost had to kill him, but I'm being very good. The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God. Yet, if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. This is how we know that we remain in him and he in us, that he has given us his Spirit. Moreover, we have seen and testified that the Father sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and to believe in the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. I will bless the Lord at all times. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and that your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. I will bless the Lord at all times. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. I will bless the Lord at all times. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for naught is lacking to those who fear him. The great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord want for no good thing. I will bless the Lord at all times. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Now many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask, God will give you. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise at the resurrection on the last day. But Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we celebrate the feast of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, we focus on, the Holy Father says, here was a family who welcomed Jesus into their lives, into their home, and how we got to be the same type people who welcome Jesus into our home. And today, when you read St. Augustine, who's part of the office of readings today, he deals with this, and he says, now some of you might be real concerned that you're not with Jesus and you're not walking around with Jesus. Be not concerned, he says, for Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do unto me. So everyone you and I welcome into our homes is Jesus. Just as Martha, Mary, and Lazarus welcomed Jesus, so we must welcome Jesus. And that takes it back to the first reading. When the first reading we talk about God is love, our job then, of course, is to be incarnate love. Yesterday on my podcast, they were talking about, you know, well, how do you know it's of God? How do you know it's not of God? Is the Pope of God? Is he not of God? I said, okay, listen, let's just deal with this, will we? The devil can never imitate humility. Look at all the saints, and they'll tell you. The devil can never imitate humility, and the devil can never imitate sacrificial love. So, by your fruits you shall know them. So in our life, are we humble? Are we obedient? And do we have sacrificial love for others? Mary did, Martha did, and Lazarus did. And the people you and I should follow, the only way to tell if they're of God, not what they're saying, but what they're living, are they humble and do they have sacrificial love for others? If not, reject them. Not as a person, you got to love them, but do not listen to what they say. If they have no humility and no sacrificial love. And remember that, for you and I are talking. Are we putting people down, judging them, saying that person's wrong? I see no humility there. So I would say they are not and we are not of God until we learn God is love. Love one another. That's how you can tell. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray.